Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, February 23rd. Would you please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member John Foley.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Obviously, our chairman is out of town on business today, so I will be assuming his duties. And also, our township manager, Mr. Nagley, is recovering from surgery, so we wish him well. Next on our agenda is the visitor and public comment. Well, some housekeeping items. First, I want to advise those persons attending that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record all public meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the Board of Supervisors met an executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. And now, next on our agenda is the visitor and public comment. I ask that if you want to offer comments, you state your name and address and limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less.
Hi, Rich Campbell, Hockerville Road. I just wanted to bring it to the attention of concerns and maybe input at the committee, Mr. Chairman, your committee, on the notification of the possible aquatic center coming to Hershey. Interested to know if, like I say, never look a gift horse in the mouth, it might be buying a for dead horse. But anyways, if you research or if you could share with us the information you know about the previous two attempts for the Lancaster area for this to go forward, and any pitfalls you might see with the result of coming here and wanting a discussion of ownership, things like that. So if you could share with that during your committee report or whenever you can, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Seeing none, next on our agenda is the meeting minutes approval for the Board of Supervisors meeting for February 9th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And those minutes are unanimously approved. On the new business, we will be taking a few moments to recognize Mr. Ralph Waters, retiring general manager of the Derry Township Municipal Authority, recognizing his 41 years of service. If I can take a few moments, I have some notes here, so I'm just going to try to not read them, but go through them. The Municipal Authority was formed in 1971. Actually, I'm going to ask Ralph, would you stand up? That way people know who you are from the other side of the aisle. The Municipal Authority was formed in 1971, and Ralph was hired on November 18, 1974, as a building service building sewer inspector. He held various positions over that year, including data processing supervisor, administrative supervisor, and in 1981 was promoted to the general manager and held that position until July of 2015. Ralph remains active as a consultant on an as-needed basis reviewing plans for the township. Ralph was just an instrumental part in building virtually every aspect of the authority itself, from the administration, the policies, the framework that became what is now today the municipal authority. As a general manager, Ralph worked with many members of the community who served on the voluntary boards. He was also responsible for hiring of the existing 33 employees who make up the staff of the municipal authority. He's been an active member of various committees in Pennsylvania Municipal Authorities Association, including annual conference, legislative, and professional development committees. In addition, he's a member of the Chesapeake Bay Point Source Work Group, this collaborative task force of the PMAA and DEP representatives worked on the Bay program issues affecting water treatment facilities. Ladies and gentlemen, after 41 years of service, Ralph Waters. given that I'm only 41, it's an honor to stand beside someone who has dedicated 41 years of service to anything, and specifically to our township and our municipal authority. It's indeed an honor. So we wish you nothing but success and happiness in your retirement, and keep coming back because we need you.
Thank you very much, John.
Recipients of this, or anyone in the audience at this time? Okay, so for the 5-year Heather Maharaj with the library, for 10 years of service, Bob Bennett with the police department, Krista Hughes with the library, Dave Rode with the police department. For 15 years of service, Jason Rode with the police department, and Paul Fasters with Parks and Rec under the child care. I congratulate all of them for their continued service and hope that they can aspire to Ralph's lofty 41 years. Next on our agenda is A11, consideration to appoint a new chief of police. Mrs. Henry.
Yes. During this year in January, Patrick O'Rourke had retired as the chief of police, leaving that position vacant. Over the course of the last 6 weeks, we've been going through a selection process, and you have before you tonight the appointment of a new chief of police.
Thank you. This has been the vacancy, while it was recently announced, has been known for the better part of a year, and in that time frame we have both a board and the township manager and myself as an emergency services liaison been actively working and evaluating the needs and personnel that we have within our ranks. And if I can ask our board, my nomination would be to appoint current Lieutenant Garth Warner as the sixth chief of police for the township of Derry. That would be my motion.
We all seconded.
And I do want to point out that in the absence of our chairman, he has adamantly affirmed that appointment. It is by far a unanimous voice. So with that, we've got all seconds, so I'm going to ask for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And that vote is unanimous, and I want to convey my congratulations. Garth Warren, new chief of police. Now, in the next meeting, I believe March 9th, 8th, that will be the actual swearing-in ceremony, so he will be the sworn chief at that time, and we look forward to him continuing his duties as the acting chief. And so you've got 2 weeks to get in there. No problem. But truly, it is an honor. I'll wait till the next meeting to offer more comments. So, congratulations. Next on our agenda is going to be B1-10, authorization to accept a proposal from Herbert Rowling Grubig to provide professional services for the short-term improvement identified for a corridor transportation evaluation for Route 322. Are you handling that, Jill?
I can, yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
We received a proposal from HRG for these improvements on 322, and they include traffic signals, timing changes, the realignment of Elm Avenue, and additional turn lanes and some other enhancements. The proposal is for $146,000, and these funds will be allocated from Penn State Hershey Medical Center. So we just need approval of their proposal.
Very good. Is there a motion?
So
moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that vote is unanimous. Next on our agenda is C11. It's a request to hold the 2016 Art on Chocolate on Saturday, May 14, 2016. This is Umbra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Downtown Hershey Association is working again with the Hershey Dairy Township Historical Society in planning Art on Chocolate, which is the one-day arts festival in downtown Hershey. This year it's going to be held on May 14th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we're requesting the following road closures to accommodate the event. These road closures would be from 6 a.m. until approximately 8 p.m. That would accommodate event setup and teardown. That would be West Chocolate Avenue between Ridge Road and Linden Road, and then Cocoa Avenue between Chocolate Avenue and Caracas. And we have been working with the police department to identify a detour for those routes.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Ms. Court.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that vote is unanimous also. Next on our agenda is D1 through 2. It's a request by the Downtown Hershey Association to hold music on Chocolate in the Chocolate Town Square Park on the second Saturday of each month, June to September 2016. And Ms. Tubman.
Correct. Last year, the board passed ordinance number 553 as amended that required board approval for events requesting alcoholic beverages to be on the premises of Chocolate Town Square. This year, the Downtown Hershey Association is looking at moving their Music on Chocolate Summer Concert Series to the park in Chocolate Town Square. We think it'll provide a nice, authentic, relaxing environment, and we're going to be looking to hold that on the second Saturday of each month, June to September. The music would run from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and this year the association is hoping to work with vendors to engage one brewery, one winery, and one food vendor for each event. Again, the request would be to allow the alcohol component in conjunction with the event. The Downtown Hershey Association is committed to ensuring that any alcohol service is provided in a safe and responsible manner, and we've also been working with the police in conjunction with this item as well.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any questions on that request? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. Seconded by Ms. Ward. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is E1 through 3. Approval of Ordinance Number 678, authorizing the entering into an intergovernmental arrangement for police protective services with South Hanover Township and authorizing the adoption of the Joint Municipal Agreement for Law Enforcement Services to be provided within South Hanover Township for Mount Hershey School's Venice Campus, North and South. And while the note here says that man of the campus by the Dairy Township Police Department, it should be noted that it is excluding the man of the campus, so it will just be the North and South Venice campus.
Mr. Chairman, if I could make a suggestion, there seems to be some confusion about that issue. What if we make the approval subject to concurrence of South Hanover Township as far as the procurement goes?
I'm fine. Are you okay with that, Chief?
Yes, I think it's probably going to be easier to take it out than we need to put it back in. We are still waiting for the final Hershey Square representative.
Okay. So with that, Lieutenant Warner, or Chief?
Mr. Vice Chairman, members of the board, Mount Hershey School is going to expand the Venice campus. It's going to be now all north and south Venice campuses. In order to provide the police services that we've been providing out there, we need to amend the agreement with South Hanover Township to provide those police services in a mutual jurisdiction. And also pass the ordinance to provide those police services out to the Mount Hershey School at their best campus. This agreement and ordinance will provide that continuing increase coverage in that area of the Dulles campus.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any questions?
Yes. Is this just an area issue that you're expanding an area of coverage?
It's an agreement that we are able to provide police services in a neighboring jurisdiction, a mutual aid kind of agreement. We need their permission to be able to do this. They've already signed an agreement on their end. We're ratifying it on our end to provide those services in their jurisdiction. So the agreement has been set. We're just making it official.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion? So moved. Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that ordinance is passed unanimously. Next is agenda item F1-3, consideration of executing the letter of intent to participate in the repetitive loss area analysis portion of the Dauphin County Regional Community Rating Initiative. Mr. Emery.
Say that twice. That's why I put all that stuff in the top. Dauphin County Commissioners have sponsored a regional initiative to assist municipalities that are interested in joining the CRS, or Community Rating System, offered by FEMA. This system would allow residents and businesses within the township to obtain reductions in National Flood Insurance Program insurance premiums, rated somewhere between 5 and 45% reduction, depending on how well everything scores. Phase one was completed in mid-2012, and Derry Township scored high in all assessments. As part of this due diligence of phase two, the county's consultants have done a preliminary evaluation of relative to repetitive loss in each of the communities seeking to be part of the CRS program. Derry Township has only one repetitive loss property, and repetitive loss is property that's seen two insurance claims over a 10-year period, two flood insurance claims. By comparison, Lower Scudero has 7, Scudero Township has 23, Londonderry 43, Susquehanna 67, and Harrisburg City, the only municipality in Dauphin County that is in the CRS program, has 198 repetitive loss properties. The county has requested this letter of intent to show our commitment to continue on with this program. I recommend the Board of Supervisors authorize Vice Chairman John Foley to execute the letter to participate in this program.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Emery? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that authorization is approved. And as I typically do, I'm going to start to my left with Ms. Court on the Correspondence Board and Committee information.
Just wanted to mention that I'm going to be attending a couple of different training sessions in the next coming weeks, emergency management, safety, and also attending the PSATS conference, which is the Pennsylvania Association of Township Supervisors. So I'm excited to participate in all the upcoming training.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Weir.
Yes, I attended the Dauphin County program sponsored by the county commissioners, indicating or outlining all the programs. And I was most impressed with how well the township does in participating in the county programs. I think we have a good working relationship, and our staff does an excellent job making the township available to the benefits of what the county's doing.
Very good. Thank you. I do not have anything to report. I think Mr. Engel's got a list, so I'm going to defer.
It's shorter than I said it was.
We got 9 items.
At least I give you a warning.
He does.
So about 3 weeks ago, it was before the last supervisors meeting, we had some of the folks in the audience pulled together, Dale, Holt, and others from the Middletown Road Coalition and the Oakmont, some of the Oakmont HOAs pulled together a meeting, and Mark Moore and I went to that meeting, and we had approximately 40 people at the meeting to answer questions about, largely the questions were surrounding the land in front of Oakmont and the fields there and sort of the status of them and what are the future plans. And so I thought it went very well. But one of the things that came out was many people from Oakland mentioning, and we've all heard this talked about before, mentioning the possibility of having some type of crosswalk that goes from their community over to the bike path. So obviously there's one at Bullfrog Valley Pond, and so those neighborhoods can come down and cross Wood Road there. But when you get over closer to Oakmont, there's a lot of many hundreds of houses that are up in the hill there, and there's no real delineated place to cross wood. So I wanted to bring it up as something for discussion, whether there's an appetite to have our engineers take a look at site distances and see if there is a possibility of a safe crosswalk there. Does anybody have any thoughts?
And given the amount of residents living there and the proximity to the trail, it only makes sense.
I'd be curious how safely we could do it. I think it'd be great if we could, but sometimes it's difficult just to get out with your vehicle. So I'd be concerned and curious to see if we could, you know, do it in a fashion that we could ensure people's safety.
Yeah.
If we can, I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Is there a walkway from Oakmont down Longer Road right now? A sidewalk or anything?
No.
So that people would be walking on the road.
That's a really important point. That point did come up. So it would almost be, you'd almost handle it, you know, Matt, maybe you can speak more to this, but you'd almost handle it with line striping as it enters that road. I don't know how that would work, but it would obviously something that we can't figure out if it's safe or not. We would have to decide to ask HRG or bring forth the scope of services to take a look at it.
Is that what you're asking for, though, that we engage HRG to look at that?
I'm just bringing this on you, so more than anything, just feedback, if that's all, we could go that direction.
If I could,
sure.
We've collected some fee in lieu of monies for pedestrian connectivity for a sidewalk, fees in lieu of sidewalk. I would think that this study could probably be funded from those fees if that softens things.
Yeah. Well, it's actually good to have that street view because there it gives you the topography changes there, so we're challenged by a guardrail and drop off. I remember that from the S League.
The road kind of. I mean, if you can envision coming either direction, it seems like it's sort of a peak there. It's a little bit of a blind spot.
Yeah. Chris, can you look to the east? Yeah.
It looks safer on Google Maps.
Yeah. You are correct. I know that you have a speed trap there periodically.
Speed enforcement?
We don't
traffic more than speed.
Speed
trap. Yeah, we do enforcement at that intersection. It is a reduced speed limit there. It's 30 miles per hour. So obviously we get some violators at that location. I don't think it can be done safely. Obviously we have some engineering issues to deal with on that drop off. Mr. Foley said. As far as people walking down through Oakmont on the streets, I don't think there's a lot of traffic there. It would be mostly residential traffic. I mean, there are a lot of residences up there, but it's not a geometric design through those roadways where there's going to be a lot of people traveling very fast. It's windy,
right.
Hilly, so you have some reduced speeds up through there. So. But you do have a lot of people that would probably use that to get back to the trail.
Yes, sir, but people are trying to cross there anyway.
Well, it seems particularly dangerous because the guardrail is so close to the road. So once you make the commitment, I don't think there's...
Would it be beneficial to look at the cul-de-sac at the end of... What is it? It's not Limerick, but... Mr. Weaver, what's the first? What is it called, the cul-de-sac at the end there? Windsor Court. If we So we're able to connect the path from Windsor, the cul-de-sac at Windsor, and come across at the stop signs.
That's where you have the gas junctions.
But isn't that on the west side? And the gas?
Yeah. Is it right on
the gas? It's on both sides?
It's on each side.
So that's looking
good. It's right there on the outside, right?
Well, but if they're walking, I mean, is it law foul? Is it just a riser there? Is it a law foul for the gas?
I think that's the law foul, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can north on the south, it's more appealing if you connect the
trail from there. Well, that's what I'm thinking. You've got a somewhat controlled intersection there with stop signs.
Yeah, that just seems safer than the entrance.
Well, and you're also looking at grades that are much better.
So maybe the scope of what we're asking HRG to look at is
how do we get
yes.
Yes. Yeah. Because that would open up, if you think about it, it's going to open up Dairy Woods, right. But they're connecting to the trail, and then Stone Creek, right?
No.
Stony Run.
Don't point at yourself.
Just give us the technology, Chris. It's going to be a long meeting now.
This is deep. No. If we're coming from right along here, crossing, I'm pretty confident we can talk. Now you changed my view.
Oh, sorry. That's that view.
Okay. So, now I'm just messing with you. If we literally could create the connectivity here, a path connecting that cul-de-sac, and then figure out how we get around this farmhouse, I've got to believe that that's probably going to be one of our safer connections.
There's a good bit of distance between the farmhouse and Longville Road past that intersection.
Okay.
That farmhouse, you can see the first when you get through the intersection on the right.
You're saying, right?
I'm sorry, I'm not saying. Chuck wants the street view at the intersection.
Is that the gas block we're talking about, Gardner?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think what we're looking at is,
yeah.
Let's get HRG and yeah. Public Works together and see what we can do to connect that. Is that what we're looking for, members?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do we need?
Not that we need.
It's just direction. So,
you want to scope or just actually look at alternatives right now? Want to see scope first?
Probably good.
No, I mean, what do we? You tell us. Can you look at some options?
Why don't we look at some options real quick? Get some alternatives on some paper and come to you.
Okay.
Yes, that's good.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Next,
The next one is easier. It's looking at the possibility of crosswalk installation at Caracas and Ceylon. It's an intersection I've had conversations with Chief Warner about. So there's none there right now. Obviously, the powertrain is there. Many of our downtown intersections have crosswalks. This one seems to have the ramps on all four corners. It doesn't have crosswalks. I wanted to see if there was an appetite for having those installed in the springtime.
I would be in favor of that.
In all directions, Justin?
In all directions.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, not only for powertrain and just general pedestrian traffic, theater. But especially when the theater lets out.
Yeah.
I mean, it is dark and people are crossing every which way. I think some nice crosswalks would help.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And then when we do that, Garth, you said you could take a look at whether there's any possibility for an additional space or two based on regulations.
On that first block of Caracas.
Right.
Is that something that we need to have for the crosswalks other than just a directive? Is it required?
Bob, right?
Now I'm talking to Bob at this point.
You can just tell us to put crosswalks down. That's all. All four corners are all brand new.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Handicap ramps and truncated cones and all that. So,
yes,
it's just a matter of telling us you want them there.
Mm-hmm. Is there any objection to that from the board?
Have a...
Just a quick question. Does that at all need to be tied into the look and feel of the other crosswalks that are already in place downtown or might be coming downtown before we put them in and need to change them?
They'd be whatever the standard crosswalk is.
Okay.
Crosswalk, as far as I know, that's
the piano key that you keep up and lay down on the paint, right?
Are you talking the resin or paint?
Well,
Bob's talking paint.
It depends where we put a crosswalk, what material we use. Wherever there's going to be a lot of turns with tires, the resins and the thermoplastics don't seem to hold up real well.
Yeah.
So that's something Mr. Tom Clark would look at, and you know,
okay.
Say paint would work better here, or the thermoplastic might do fine. So,
but they're either way the piano key style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Were you talking about the decorative crosswalks? Mm-hmm. So I think, and Chris, feel free to weigh in here too. But in terms of what we've looked at in the last couple of months, with really focusing on chocolate as a priority. And then looking at cracks is almost a phase two. There might be an opportunity to do this in the near term, and then, you know, if that's a direction that we want to go to incorporate those in the future, that might be an opportunity. Do you have any other?
I would agree. I think first and foremost, getting them in, and I think doing that, honestly, I would say at this point, I wouldn't paint. I wouldn't even, you know, because you're going through the summer season, I would just do paint. Mm-hmm. You can always upgrade to the thermoplastic later. And then even later, as Lauren indicated, talking about crack, this is a stamped, colored treatment. You know, there's a lot of potential for redevelopment with this whole section of crack. So I would hate to put a bunch of money up front now. So those resin crosswalks are quite costly, probably in the tens of thousands of dollars, as opposed to a very quick pedestrian safety improvement, just getting crosswalks in. But the piano key that Bob mentioned would be ideal. Highly visible. Wider, it would be interesting to see if we need signage. It's not stop control, correct?
Correct.
Other than say along?
Salon and East Granada.
So that's the stop through intersection. Maybe worthwhile looking at it with some approaches on cracks to have a pedestrian car lane sign, because it would be stop control.
Okay, set. Next time, okay.
Come two or three.
He's pushing a little bit now. Go ahead. Zach, do you plan on giving any updates tonight on, because I want to answer Mr. Gamble's question. Do you plan on giving any update on the rec center planning?
I can.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give a quick update on the aquatic center if you feel a need after that.
Okay,
So, Mr. Gamble, just to address what you talked about, in terms of, you know, with this aquatic center, we're at the very early stages, and as we said to the press, and some would say it's even too early for you to have mentioned it publicly, but we want to be transparent, and we also want to make sure that the planning that we're doing for the rec center is done synergistically with any possible facility that would be located across Clearwater here. So, it's largely an ICDA effort to work on the new aquatic center that we located here. It's largely a township and parks and rec function to continue to plan what's happening at Cocoa Avenue. So there's several different processes going on right now. I think we all feel safe to say that we have the right mechanisms in place in terms of stakeholder groups to make sure it's a collaborative process and that the public is involved with it. In terms of why their other sites failed, there was one site that was tied to a tax incentive program called a CRIS in Lancaster that never got off the ground. Their second site, there were some fairly large PennDOT off-site improvements that also tied into the railroad, and I think there were some challenges there. When that one failed is when we reached out to them and said, why don't you take a look at Dairy Township? And so, very early stages. I hope that answers your questions.
Well, my concern is in relation to the cost.
I mean, I researched this also, and there's an issue regarding who's going to pay for it. And the design, or the project, is now being headed up, I understand, by the architects who design pools. So I wonder, are they looking for somebody to pay for this? Or are they looking for a partner? What's your input?
The only thing I can add to that is that just to reaffirm that it's very early in the process. And so there's a planning effort going on right now, and alongside that is an effort going on to start working towards structuring the deal and the funding. And so it's too early to tell. So that's it. Thank you.
Very good. Next on our agenda is going to be the reports. Chief Warner.
The only thing I have is it was mentioned in the appointment tonight that we are having our 50th year anniversary for the department this year. We're shooting for June, beginning of June, to possibly hold a community event. So we're in the planning stages of that. So that we look forward for things to come out in reference to that. But, community can come and visit and be involved with the police department to celebrate our 50 years.
Thank you. Mr. DeLillo with the fire department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today we received our certificate of occupancy for the Gravis Avenue building, and starting on Sunday, this Sunday the 28th, we'll be responding from our new station. We're very excited.
Thank you very much. I will echo those sentiments. Mr. Piccolo, Parks and Rec.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Public Works right now is just thankful we're not doing any snow removal. So what we're working on, we're trying to get caught up on all the sign work that has been forgotten about, I guess you could say. We're also out there doing potholes, and we're getting our fleet back in shape. That 30-plus inches was pretty tough on the fleet. So
you did a good job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So that's what Public Works is up to the last week or so.
Very good. Mrs. Ellis with the library.
Thank you. Things are proceeding well with the projects we're working on. Just for the public to know, and because I see a bunch of Boy Scouts over here, we need some volunteers to help us at the library through the month of March, and maybe somebody could contact me. But we're always looking for some volunteer. Well, we're still looking for volunteers to help us complete the project that we're working on now. It's progressing very well. We hope by the end of March we'll be with our new security and radio frequency identification system.
Very good, thank you. Ms. Lutz?
I have nothing this evening, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Just an update about, like we were talking about, the rec center planning and the potential for the new aquatic center. We did meet last week with our Ballard King and Associates, our consultants for the rec center planning. He did come into town last Wednesday, so we just brought him up to date on the project. And nothing really to report at this time, but he's going to be giving us some feedback on how we can kind of synergistically intertwine these two projects. So nothing to report at this time, but I'll wait to hear back from information.
Zach, a quick question that I was wondering. We have not officially move forward with phase two of that engagement, have we?
Correct. No, okay. Not at this point.
Okay. So we're finishing up phase one.
Finishing up phase one. Yeah, we're waiting to hear back his final.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yep.
Mr. Brown. Mr. Banana, HRG.
Just tomorrow we're holding our third stormwater advisory committee meeting between the township and DKMA.
Very good. Mr. Edward, community development.
Thank you. I need a ratification of a parking agreement that was signed for 19 and 11. It was back when we approved the plan for that project. They needed to enter into a parking agreement to share parking between the two properties. As part of the parking agreement, the township had to acknowledge any modification to the parking agreement. What they basically did was took 60 spaces reserved for 11 East and move them to another spot on the site. In light of a scheduled closing for last Friday and Mr. Nagley's recovery from surgery, We went ahead and talking to John Yost, we went ahead and executed the agreement since there was really no real modification to the terms, and now we just ask for a ratification of both that the agreement is properly signed.
Okay, I'm going to recuse myself from offering any comments based on the fact that I have a conflict in representing the buyer of the property. Very good. With that, I will make the motion that we ratify that agreement.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And you have three yeas and one abstention. One's not here.
Also, under property maintenance, which we've committed to talking about at the second meeting of each month, I've just completed the revisions to the registration ordinance and passed those back on to John for review. And he and I will be working through the rest of what's necessary to get the ordinance adopted and to find a consultant to do the registration. For your knowledge, we continue on our work on the official map, which included buying hardware and software for an in-house GIS system. The hardware is in-house. The software is soon to be ordered. And we continue our work on the modification to the zoning ordinance, which resulted from the adoption of the comp plan. That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you.
Chuck, future zoning meetings, are they going to be, have we talked yet are they going to be public, or what are we deciding?
So we're still in a committee format with those meetings to try and get through the technical aspects and try and get the ordinance gelled before we bring it out to any true public scrutiny, if you will.
How soon will that occur? It's one of the it's something that came up at the MRC Oakmont meeting. Just something, you know, a suggestion that we don't go too far without holding a public meeting. What are your thoughts?
We're talking about June. See if Chris has a different idea.
No, I mean, June was the target date to start the adoption process. So, but in advance of that, the Planning Commission will need to see if the Planning Commission meetings aren't public. That will be the forum for public comment, is through that you know, the MPC allows for it in the zoning process. So going through the Planning Commission through public comment period there. They would recommend that to the elected officials. You guys will take a look at it in your public meeting before we move towards advertising and ordinance for adoption. So there will be multiple opportunities for the public to see it inside a structured township forum. I don't know that we anticipate a public outreach meeting directly, but rather utilizing the established processes that we have through Planning Commission as it is a planning action. That may mean that we'll have to schedule so we don't, like with the comprehensive plan, we try to have a plan, which means we have a lighter agenda, knowing that the zoning ordinance will take up a little bit of time. We're trying to look for an opportunity where we can jostle some things on the agenda and make sure that we provide enough time for public comment and public input.
Is there any merit? I mean, give some thought as to whether there's any merits to, I think we've talked about this, you know, you have the meeting in the same format, but public is invited.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's, it doesn't have to be public comment, it just sort of allows the public to come if they wish, and the meeting just goes on as if public wasn't there. Something to consider. If we get to a point where there's been enough work done.
I think we're getting close to that point. I think close to the meeting. You serve on the committee, and Susan is joining in the place of Sandy, and Sandy's been maintained her position as a citizen representative. I think you recognize that the meetings have been. What's that?
Sorry, whatever.
That's all right. I'm far away from the microphone, sorry. Those meetings have been technical in nature. So it's part of the reason we asked to have the committee structure the way we have. It's you were getting to the point where an ordinance is starting to coalesce. We basically tore apart the existing ordinance to all the pieces and parts, and we're rebuilding things in a more streamlined and more efficient manner, which is something that the comprehensive plan talked about, making a more predictable and more fair approach to the entitlement process within the township. But I think we're getting closer to bringing everything back together where it is much more digestible and more legible document for public consumption. We're getting close to that, so we'll keep you abreast of those meetings when we think they should be. scheduled, and you'll hear about it, we'll get them on the calendar so the public can know and come out and share their
opinions. So not just to have public meetings for the sake of having public meetings, but putting ourselves in the shoes of somebody who feels like, you know, what's going on with this, and how, what are they going to do in a couple months, and then just sort of roll out to us.
Sure. And you know, part of the challenge of having committees is that we select folks from zoning planning and do have an official to report back to their respective public meetings on the progress of the ordinance today. So I don't attend all the zoning hearing board meetings, and some of us attend planning commission meetings. So hopefully people have had questions. It has been the intent that those would be updates we provided as the progress that we're making in each of those meetings. And certainly, representatives of those boards can always bring public questions back to us. So if you are sitting in a planning commission meeting and have the interest in asking a few questions, know that at least two members of that planning commission will be attending those committee meetings. So there's a forum, there has been for several months, to get that public feedback to go. So we certainly didn't want to sidestep that at all. That's why we're very strategic in the selection of that committee.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very good. Ms. Silver?
Nothing further this evening.
Mrs. Henry?
I have nothing. Thanks.
Very good. Next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $477,206.45. And payroll in the amount of $331,251.06. Is there a motion? So moved. Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Quirk. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 That is unanimously approved. Next is our final visitor of public comment. Same criteria. Please state your name and address, and you're allowed up to 3 minutes. Very good. Seeing none. Next, the last cruel and unusual punishment. We have a number of scouts here. So who comes up to the podium to tell us what you're here about? Why don't all of you come up? This is Civics 101.
And we're here for from Troop 65, and we're working on the citizenship in the community merit badge.
Very good. So what does that, what do you have to do to get that badge?
It's a lot about like laws and like this kind of stuff.
Perfect.
How are you a good citizen of the community?
Excellent. So are all of you Derry Township School District students? Good.
I'm
Donegal. You're Donegal. Okay. Good. Well, welcome. Do you have any questions for us? We are your lowest tier of government. Not in ethics, but in in the body of here's who we are. But we're your local level. We're the boots on the ground, folks, and it just keeps climbing from there. So. Welcome. Don't worry, I don't want to apologize to my board for embarrassing them. I can feel my head turning red. But this is what we do. So we hopefully pass ordinances and resolutions and things which make our community better and stronger and more efficient for our residents. And we do that in an effective manner, which saves them and us as residents living here our tax dollars and provide better and more effective services to you and your parents. So. Thank you. We're glad you came up. Did they get their badges because of this? A little more to do. Congratulations. Thank you so much, guys. Is there anyone else who would like to offer any visitor and public comment? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved by Mr. Engel, second by Mr. Weir. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.